Episode 8, and the intro was brought to you by Crash Dust himself. Apparently, I make him horny.
I'm the one in the intro?
Yeah, you're part of the intro.
Oh, you asshole.
Oh well, you can live with it. And you did say it willingly, it's not like it was scripted.
Yeah, well, I was looking around, and I had no idea that you were recording that.
But... Hey, if you're ever on the phone with me, you're subject to get recorded. I didn't get a bit of that, but I guess we can just go ahead and jump into things. Do you want to list the email once more, or do you think everyone's got it?
You can email me personally at dr45g. We can try that. about more Tom, whatever. If you want this, no one ever does, so.
Yeah, and I guess instead of me listing my email, I'll just tell you to go to the contact page.
Amber.
What was that?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Is this better?
No.
Oh, well. This is all I can do. I'm leaning up against the phone.
Alright,
oh, well. Do you want to start with the BitTorrent stuff, or me start?
I can talk about... I'm going to Hope.
Hope?
Hope.
Alright. How are you supposed to be getting up there?
I'm on a phone.
Oh.
And the speaker list looks pretty cool.
There...
Think Dog's going to be doing that AS400 speech. And the PLA is going to... Everyone's going to be there. I think this is Kevin Mitnick's first hack convention.
Yeah, I think they were saying something about the last one. He was still on probation or something. I don't know. I won't be going, but I'm making it your responsibility to go to everything and take notes.
I will take, I'll take mental notes. Is that good enough?
I don't know. You forget a lot of stuff.
No, I don't. I've been before and I remember.
All right. I'm hoping that they get the MP3s up with this a lot sooner, because there's some that I really want to hear.
So, I thought you had to pay for the speeches, like, on VHS or whatever.
I don't know.
I didn't know they gave them out for free.
No, I'm talking about, like, MP3s.
They give out the MP3s?
I don't know. I'm hoping they do. I haven't checked into it, like, any of the old ones or anything. I probably won't check into this because I'll forget here in about 5 minutes. But there's some I'd like to hear. I hope they don't charge. I don't see why they would.
I know on their website they sell like $20 or like $5. They sell like 5 different speeches on a VHS tape or something like that.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand them charging for that, but I was talking about like just MP3s.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I don't mind doing that. But if I do get a CD, I'll give you one.
Alright. Are we still set to try and record a show during or right after?
Personally, I have no fucking idea what's going to happen when I get there. And I don't want to make any promises.
Okay, well, I guess I could, either you can just try and IM me, or... If it comes down to it, I could just give you my phone number, and if you have a free hour, we could record.
Yeah.
We'll plan something. I was looking into doing something live, but that looks like a lot of trouble.
I think we're too new to stream the show.
Yeah, getting enough people to help out with it, because we wouldn't be able to do it by ourselves. We'd have to get some other people to help, and getting it all organized and stuff, I don't see how that's going to work too good, so I think we'll just let that go for now.
I know they'll have computers in the network room.
Yeah.
That are up and running, but I don't know about me wanting to sign on and check anything.
Yeah.
Let me just type my username and password in here and aim.
Well.
Check my email. Hey, let me log into Hacker Media, update the website, you know? I don't think it's that smart.
That sounds like a good plan to me. I mean, as long as you're not dropping my docs in there, I don't really care.
You don't care, but I care.
Yeah, that's probably not the best idea. You could always bring your own laptop or something. That might be a little safer.
No, not really. They're, like, skipping the airwaves.
I'm not talking about Wi-Fi. Okay, forget it. Just don't use a computer. Smoke signal, instant message to me or something. I don't know.
I'll be strict landline phone from a hotel room that's 1 block away, so I'll be safe.
You're going to use a secure landline from the government, huh?
That's a block away, too. I'm not going to be staying in the hotel, Pennsylvania.
Well, because you're a noob.
No, because their rooms are... I don't know. It's just like... I think all the rooms are full.
Well,
I'm staying at like the Ramada in New York or something. It's like a block away.
Well, if you would have got going sooner, you probably could have got a room with someone else. But, oh, well. You're there. I'm not. I guess I need to stop talking about it. Is that all you have for Hope? I mean, when is that? Like, is it 2 weekends from now?
Yes, it's like 15 days away now.
Oh, 15 days. So, You have a couple more episodes to suffer through, and you're going to miss the 2600 meeting.
I will miss the 2600 meeting, but I'll be in a better place.
A better place. I don't know, man. Oh, well. I don't know how many people are going to go. I think it kind of died. No one's been talking about it.
You can't let it die, man. At least you have to show up. So.
Oh, jeez. I thought I already said that this wasn't going to be my responsibility.
But as a member, you have to show up.
I don't have to show up, but I'm going to try.
If nobody shows up, the meeting dies and 2600 blows you off. They don't print your meeting, and then no one will even know about it.
Well, see, that doesn't bother me because they haven't printed the meeting yet.
Well, because they haven't released a new magazine yet.
It's not on their website.
Duh.
Whatever.
Because we've only had 2000 meetings, and I don't even know if anyone emailed us about the last one.
Probably not. I think I told you to do it, and you told Ruplex to do it, and he told Darth to do it, and it never got done.
Right.
Oh, well. I guess we'll just have the underground 2600 meeting that no one knows about. Not even the people that go.
I see no one fucking showing up then.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be, like, you one month and then me the next month and nothing's ever going to get done.
Well, I'm planning on showing up in August.
In August. Oh, wow. But you're missing the best meeting of all, which is the next one.
That's what Hope is, and, yeah, Hope is a bigger meeting and a better meeting.
I'm going to be giving away free tables there. All you have to do is unfold them from the floor and run. So you're going to miss out on the free tables.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder who else is going to be showing up.
Probably no one.
Probably Darth and Homer.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll get on the forums sometime.
Sit down and get a sit-down.
Yeah. I'll do some of that. Maybe we can get someone to show up. While I was thinking about it, we seem to have been getting a lot of hits. I don't know what you would consider a lot, but I checked the logs, and since you set up the IP log thing, we've got 1,500 hits for the index, and then for the actual archives page, it was half. I don't know what that means, but it can't be good.
That 1,000 whatever dynamic or multiple?
On the log, okay, the log.txt and the log 2, there are that many lines, which means they're whatever, okay? I just opened it.
Yeah, that's like me refreshing the page.
Yeah, I think I refreshed the page a couple hundred times one day because something wasn't working right. So, yeah, these stats are a bit off. They're probably 20-30% right. But, yeah, someone's been going. So, that's our statistics. They're not accurate. They don't mean anything. So, yeah. You want to go over anything else, or you want me to start with the XP stuff?
I'd like to give shout-outs to the Bitcoin, because Bitcoin kicked out.
The show's not over yet. You saved the shout-outs for the end.
Oh, I'm just shouting out the Bitcoin, man, because,
because you lost all your stuff and you get back through BitTorrent.
Yeah, I'm constantly on the BitTorrent. I'm addicted.
Speaking of stuff you lost, how about you tell everyone about the 20 minutes of Britney Spears you sent me?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
You gave
it
me
the... It's like the Bash Crash Test episode or something.
No, I'm just pointing out things that could be funny.
I think you and Twirl are going behind my back and, like, setting up shit. You're like, hey, let's, like,
it could be. It's turning out in the first 10 minutes to look that way anyway. It's just this MP3 that you gave me that had like 20 minutes of Britney Spears moaning. I mean, it's kind of weird.
What's wrong with that?
It's weird.
Well, alright. This is what it is. I bought a bunch of techno.
Bought in quotes, right?
Yeah, and in that techno, I didn't actually listen to it all. So, I guess in the middle of it, there might have been some Britney Spears moaning.
Okay. I'll let it slide.
Alright.
But, it's still kind of weird, man.
I didn't actually, the song name. I don't even know what that about.
I can send it. Well, no, I can't send it to you because...
Send me the file, man.
Huh?
Send me the file.
Send part of it, maybe, because it's like 200 and something megs, man.
You have to send me the file. It's like...
Okay, I'll do that. And then, I don't know. I guess I can start with the XP stuff. Okay, since I bought XP, I haven't really liked the way it looked too much, so a couple days ago I started looking on ways to change it, not just like the normal stuff. I wanted to change a lot of stuff.
Use black balls.
Use what?
Black balls.
No. I don't want to get ridiculous with it and make something that's going to crash my computer, which at the end of this little review, I'll explain why it did break someone's computer. But I started looking around on this WinCustomize.com site, and they have all these different skins for stuff, and after about an hour of looking around on how to install them, I noticed at the top of every page it tells you what you need to install it. So, like a noob, I couldn't find it, but then I did, and I downloaded the WinBlinds off Stardock.com. Yeah, it changes the visual styles, which is like the blue little thing at the bottom and that whole theme, and the gray one, and whatever pink one comes with XP. With the free version, you can't change the way they look. You can only download other ones, so I just downloaded a whole bunch that looked decent and messed up for a while. Eventually, I just took it off because it was getting ridiculous. It was making me lag a little bit. Not too much, but it was enough that I turned it off. And I also got off the Stardock site, it's called Bootskin. It changes, like when you start up, it has that blue XP screen, you pick your user.
Yeah, I had mine, I changed to mine when I used to be running XP to have it say, like, Windows XP Hacker Edition or something.
Did you do the kernel hack version, or did you do this version? Yeah, on their site they say other versions of this are evil kernel hacks that won't work and you could crash your system and our way works. But then it has a little disclaimer that says, this is our current and if your BIOS cheats and the way it starts XP, it will crash. So I downloaded the current and it made it crash. So I downloaded, they have two alternatives that are for different versions of BIOS. So I got, I think it's 102 or something, whichever one's at the top. I got that and it worked just fine. So after running it, I can pick, like I downloaded some serif, like the binary version when Neo's looking at them. There you can see in the matrix. I got just a couple different things. And after trying the second version of it, it worked pretty good, but there's like nothing special about it. It just changes the way it looks. I wish they had one that pulled all these together, the boot scan, the login screen, and then the Windows theme, because I can't find any that can sort of go together. The last one, like I said, is the login screen, where you pick your user. You can change it. I didn't find any good ones for that, so I just...
So, you're using Windows Blinds to do all this?
I'm using what?
Windows Blinds or whatever.
Now, Windows Blinds is the, while you're running Windows, it changes the way that looks.
Yeah. So what are you using to change it up?
You just run Windows Blinds and pick the theme.
Oh.
For that. The boot skin, I think I said it wrong earlier. Whenever it says loading XP, it changes that. And then it goes to the login app, where it changes where you pick your user. And then
they have... Program,
yeah, the program is called Window Blinds.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. So, okay, what are you asking?
Cause I thought Windows Blinds only changed, like, the start button or the stuff that while you're in Windows, I didn't know it could change the boot screen.
No, it doesn't change the boot screen. It changes the way folders look, the way apps look around the borders. It changes
so
all that.
You need to change the boot screen.
Okay, Bootscreen is a program called Bootskin. It's also on Stardock.
Alright.
Like, on the left side of Stardock, they have all these. There's like 10 different apps that they have to change Windows.
Alright.
And they even go as far as you can add, like, desktop gadgets, like a clock that floats off in the middle.
Yeah, I had all that shit on.
Yeah. So, now, that all worked fine for me. I can turn it back on whenever I want. But, I gave it all the DuraPulse, and he was having some problems with it. He went farther and found some crazy Tweak XP app or something like that, and this afternoon, I guess you could say, I was awoken at 3 p.m. Yeah, it was a late night, so I was awakened to a phone ringing, and it was DuraPulse calling me, so I stumbled over the phone, and he's like, "I broke XP." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I downloaded Tweak XP, and now it won't boot." It's like, "Boot up in safe mode." He's like, "What are you talking about?" But after running him through all this, we finally got to boot, and even when he uninstalled the program, that didn't help.
I've heard of Tweak XP.
Well, apparently, I don't know what it is. I haven't looked yet. It breaks stuff. So, we finally, after restarting like 10 times, he got system restore to go back before he broke it. But it was acting kind of weird. He also did some registry hacks to make things work faster from OC forums. That'll be up in the show notes if anyone wants to mess with that. It changes like the time it takes certain things to work. Like when you shut down Windows, it's supposed to wait 20 seconds or something like that, or 2 seconds before it kills everything. So you just make it lower so it does things quicker. And that's all I have about XP, like different hacking and making it work quicker. So, what do you want to talk about next? Well, I guess I have the voice recognition stuff that's sort of related to XP. If you want to listen to me talk about that.
No, keep talking.
You want me to keep talking?
I'm going to listen to something you talk about.
Okay. The voice recognition. Now, I don't know if it comes in home, but I have Pro because I'm running a software company. Wink, wink. To activate this, you go Start, Settings, Control Panel, then the regional and language options, and then while that's loading, you go to the second tab, which is Languages, and the top box is Details. You open it, and you see Speech Recognition in the second box down. Now, when I tried to add it, it wouldn't give me the option to add it. I'm thinking because either there's nothing to add because it's already there, or the screen's messed up. I don't know. But if you can add it, you add it, and then you tab over to Advanced and check the top box. It says Extend Support of Advanced Text Services to All Programs. And once you get that set up, you go to Speech. You're going to have to probably run the mic configuration, and then you can change the recognition profiles. You click Train Profile. Now, this is where it gets ridiculous. Okay, I know it has to learn your voice, but you have to read stories to it so it understands what you're saying. After reading like 3 different things, it would still mess up. I have to talk like I'm talking to a 3-year-old to get it to understand, and then it still makes stuff up. I'll put something up to show you guys. Like, I'll read a paragraph and then I'll show you guys what it gave me. It works to an extent. Like, if I'm talking in an instant message and someone says hi, I can press F11 and say hi and then what's up. But any kind of conversation, it won't work. It's just cool to mess with. So, yeah, that's all I have about XP and voice recognition. It kind of makes me sound retarded. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
Was that a guess not?
Because
you're getting kind of low, if you could talk louder.
Yeah. Okay, I'm putting on this mic right now, so maybe I'll have something to talk about.
Do you want me to just keep going over stuff? Because I have a lot of stuff to talk about here.
Yeah, I'm finding a whole bunch of stuff to talk about right now.
Okay, well, while you're still looking, I'll talk about why the Navy plays Quake. Alright?
No, I'll talk about this.
Okay, go.
Okay, the Beastie Boys new CD.
Yeah. You
know what that?
The code that it installs, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, well, the switch is wrong because it installs. Alright, well, some people say that it installs like spyware and all that other crap. Alright, basically it's installing something about, you know, and
yeah.
I think Duel posted that exactly what it installs.
the Beastie Boys, they're not anything that I really like listening to. I mean, I know they make good music because everyone seems to like them, but it doesn't bother me because I don't listen to it. But,
I love the Beastie Boys. Oh, shit.
Yeah. If they did install something, this is going to become a problem from here on out because it's just going to get worse with everybody wanting it on their CD.
No, but I don't think the Beastie Boys authorized this to be on their CD. I don't think that they would want something that will do harm to their listeners' CD because
okay.
They promote file sharing, like, on their website. They have BitTorrent stuff of, like, their checking out video of really high quality version, and they want you to share it with all your friends.
Well, then I'll rephrase it. Either way, it's going to get put on more and more CDs, whether you like it or not. How about that?
Yeah, the companies, they're going to start doing what they want.
Yeah.
I could rant for so long on how stupid the RIAA is because they don't want to tell you the little fact that CD sales have been going up. And that this pirating thing that they say is so bad is a lot of people do it, but a lot of people also buy the CD. I mean, I'm going to admit that I have downloaded CDs on the internet, but then later have gone back to the music store and bought that CD because I wanted to support the artist. But if you look at the money that an artist gets from a CD sale, it's very, very small. First off, when they sign with the RAA, gets like the majority of their money, and all these other people leeching off the artists because of the money. All these like homes representatives and all the people that do jack shit and just like leech off them. The artist in the end only gets like less than $1 for the majority goes to corporations and all this other stuff.
Well, then I would like to see something happen where somehow the artist's address gets leaked, and if you want to support them, you send $20 to them and download it.
I don't want to do that.
That would make a lot more sense. They're getting their money. Whoever's retarded, the RIA, they're still getting their money from everyone that would normally buy it.
How would that hold up in the court of law? If you go to the RIAA, they sue you for downloading music, but then you go say, well, I've mailed every artist that I have downloaded, I have personally mailed them $5. I mean, what do you think the jury would actually go, oh, well, he's guilty? I think that they go, well, you know, it's really the artist's music, so.
Yeah, I don't really care how it goes. I'm not going to send the money either way. I mean, there's nothing new that I really want to listen to. I think everything being put out now is pretty much crap, so. I don't know, it's just an idea.
Actually, the Beastie Boys, that's the first thing that I've actually wanted or have bought from a music store in like 5 years. Because most of the stuff I listen to is independent, and they let you download their music for free.
Yeah, like I have plenty of music that you can get online for free because they want you to take it. That's the only way they're going to get listeners. They're not going to bother trying to get a record label sell it for $20 and then get 50 cents for every 100 CDs.
Okay. He independently makes his CDs, a very small distributor most likely, and sells them on the internet, and almost all is not, he gets the profit. I mean, if anyone else is getting a very small percentage for making the CD, he's not affiliated with anything. And he's not affiliated with the RIAA or anything like that. And his CDs are independently produced. And he supports you downloading his music.
Yeah, so something like that I agree with. But then, not to change things back to the RIAA, but there was a Slashdot article. They just recently sued 428, I believe, more people. I don't have the link to it. I'll put it in the show notes, I guess. But they're at it again. I didn't read the whole thing. I got kind of aggravated with it after, like, the first one. But I think they pulled the whole will ask your ISP for your docs.
I'd like to say that if the RIAA, obviously they feel threatened, because if they would really like people to go and buy their CDs, is suing their customers really going to make them want to go and buy their CDs?
Well, not to go with the RIAA, but they're not customers. They're the people that are downloading it. Supposedly, they're not getting their money because of it.
But I know a lot of people that download music and also buy it.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about it. If I like them enough, I'll pay for it. If not, I just want to listen to it once. I mean, it's just like turning on the radio.
Yeah.
Except that it sounds decent, and you don't have to put up with commercials so that someone else is getting paid.
Right. Yeah, it's like listening to internet radio. There's no way that they're going to stop piracy. They just need to give up. It's a shit. People are going to pirate. They've been doing it forever.
No, they're going to get rid of piracy. Just give it 5 years. We'll become a communist country where we can't do anything. I mean, look, a couple of days ago, no, I think it was yesterday, another Slashdot article, okay? Now, I'm getting these because I have the RSS feed for Trillion, so anytime something comes up, I see it. And I thought it was retarded, but it's cool. You know what? Back on topic. Okay. They have made it illegal for you to conceal your identity. If a cop walks up, you're just walking down the street, on the right side of the street, you're minding your own business, he can walk up, what's your name? You can't say, oh, I don't feel like telling you, because he can arrest you. That is now legal. You cannot conceal your identity at all. You can be doing nothing, and they can ask you for your docs.
That's Orwellian right there.
Yeah, I'm sure Lucky's going to go crazy with that one if he hears about it, but this is ridiculous. I don't see how they're getting away with this stuff. It was also part of the Homeland Security stuff. I'm almost willing to bet.
Friday, Fahrenheit 9/11 comes out. If you don't know who Michael Moore is, I suggest reading his books, watching his movie.
Yeah, I want to see his new movie.
Bowling for Columbine was a great movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Personally, I think guns should be allowed to be sold. But if you watch this movie, he's not really saying guns shouldn't be sold. He's saying that there's something wrong with America where we have over 11,000 gun-related deaths a year, and we have just as many guns as Canada, and Canada has like 60.
No, yeah, they have like 4 every year, and then we have at least 100 every day.
There's also a book on the subject. It's America, Culture of Fear, where we like to live off fear. There's like a statistic that the murder rate in Los Angeles has actually gone down, but murder coverage has actually gone up.
Yeah.
I'm quoting that from the movie, Bowling for Columbine. And it's too much to talk about in this one radio episode.
We could probably go 3 hours about what's wrong with America, but I don't know. We could. I mean, it's fine by me.
I suggest checking out Fahrenheit 9/11. It's coming out Friday this week.
Yeah, I'll probably go up there. I'll do that. Friday I'll go up there and I'll watch it and we'll have a review. We'll have like a 0.5 episode.
We'll do that this weekend then.
Yeah, what's wrong with America and Fahrenheit 9/11.
My dad. Yes, just told me that the guy who wrote Fahrenheit 451, I don't know if it's true or not, he could be talking out of that, is suing Michael Moore because he says that he's stealing his title.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Someone give him $5 so he'll go back to McDonald's.
He's taking a retirement home and they're running away because he's so old.
Okay, well, then why don't I sue everyone for using any kind of word that I've used before? People suing people is getting ridiculous. It's just getting worse and worse. The whole McDonald's crap, that was bad enough. And then the whole Michael Jackson crap? Janet Jackson, that.
When you just said McDonald's, it reminded me of something. Do you know about Zug.com?
What was that?
Zug,
Z-U-G. No, I do not.
Alright, it's a comedy website, but it's very down-to-earth and very fucking funny. It's UG.com, and they have a lot of different articles, and remember, like, his toddler, and that his toddler's half male, he gets that new McDonald's step-over or whatever the hell it is, and he rants and raves about it, and calls the McDonald's hotline, and it's like, in the little pamphlet, it's saying, like, walking is the best exercise, and if you walk, like, 6.6 billion miles, you'll walk off half your fucking Big Mac. And, I mean, anything to fucking exercise, if you think about it. I mean, like, jacking off is an exercise. Upper arm strength, right? He goes into all this stuff, and it's a hilarious website. I'll probably most likely put some links to it.
I added it to the show notes. It'll be up there.
Put some links to Michael Moore's website, too.
Alright, I'll write that down. I don't really understand the whole part with McDonald's taking away. I don't know if they did it here, because I'm pretty sure I could still get supersized stuff. But that was their plan to stop people from eating so much, is get rid of supersized. That's retarded. Just,
yeah, that's stupid.
If it was me running the cash register at McDonald's and someone, a larger person, asked, I'd use my best judgment. If they ask for supersized, say, no, we don't have any right now. Sorry.
I mean, it's America, and if alcohol is illegal, if cigarettes are illegal, I think you should be able to eat your fucking supersized french fry.
It's just as bad for you. I mean,
if you want to die of a fucking heart attack, then go at it. Just jump all over the shit. It's a free fucking country, and I think you should be allowed to eat your Big Mac and your fucking big large Coke and french fry and milkshake, whatever the hell you want.
Well, it's supposed to be a free country. I'll just say
that. It's getting less and less, sadly.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stop myself from just ranting about this. It's getting harder and harder as we talk about random stuff. If you just want to change the subject real quick, did you read the AOL spammer stuff? There's a Slashdot article that I just got. Some guy that worked for AOL, he thought it would be a good idea to collect, I think it was 92 million. Wait, that can't be right. It was a big number, okay. A lot of email addresses, and sell them to a guy for, I think they said 52,000. Yeah, I didn't really read these. I skimmed over them real quick. Sorry.
On a related, if it's okay.
Yeah, sure. All that happened, like, if you want me to finish this, is they said the guy got fired. I mean, I don't know. They've been going on about spam for a couple of days.
Did they actually complete the transaction? Was the email just as full?
I don't know. I probably could have read the original article. You know, I'm just guessing, but it was probably some government agent that was buying them. I don't know. I'll go back and read it. I mean, it's not going to be any use because we've already stopped recording this by then, but yeah.
Well, on a related topic about email spamming and collection of email addresses, there's a TurtleScript. This is an old Roadrunner thing. It's on schoolfreaks.com. Since the old school free, and it's under text files, and it's a Perl script, and it's called like Spammer or something, Spammer, I don't know. And what it does is, if you type like home dot whatever the local Roadrunner thing is, .r.com, sometimes you get a list of like every username in our area, and someone wrote a Perl script to wget all those and like grep out all this other stuff, and basically you get a text file with a whole bunch of shitload of email addresses in it. And that's what spammers do. I could easily sell that list of email addresses for a shitload of money. Or promise, like, on eBay, there's, auctions going on, like, we promise you 1,000 hits to your site, or whatever, for, like, $20. We promise you, like 1,000 people to buy some of your shit for $20. Like, it's a sin society that we live in, where people promise you business, through people's unwillingness. It's like,
Well, for every... I was listening to a spammer talk on the DDP one night, and I don't remember the exact number he said, but I believe it's out of every million emails he sends, they get one or two hits, and they have to send so many million to get 100 to actually make it to a person. So, just to give you a rough guess of how many emails they actually send, it's in the millions.
Oh god, that reminds me of something I'm really fucking crazy about. Microsoft, or Bill Gates, actually made a comment on how to restrict spamming, is to actually impose a tax on every email sent.
Like, oh yeah.
It'll take me a minimum amount, it'll be like half a cent or something. But to prevent spamming, the spammers can be 10 million, 10 millions of emails, you know, that'd be adding up a whole lot of shitload of money. So therefore, they wouldn't do it. But then again, if I'm a legitimate newsletter, and I have legitimate people signing up to hear about my new whatever, whatever, I'm going to have to send, I'm going to have to pay? I mean, it's.
Well, I heard about something else. I don't remember if it was Microsoft, but this is a different idea that, whenever you send an email, if you're using, like, we'll just go ahead and say that it was Microsoft. If you're trying to send it to another MSN user, you would your computer would be required to run some, like, just random mathematical computation that would take X amount of time, let's say, like, 10 seconds. And then it would put up a certificate in the email, and I'm assuming, if I'm remembering this right, that the person that you sent it to, it would just block out every email that doesn't have that certificate so that you would only get legitimate, well, so-called legitimate emails. And that would work. I mean, it would tremendously cut down on spam, but how hard would it be to spoof one of those certificates? I mean, I don't remember where I'm getting this from. This is something I just randomly remembered. Yeah.
All people are coming up with all ideas about how to stop spam. But the simplest thing is get a new fucking email account every month. I mean, it's pretty sad when you have to do that. But the more and more that people that get internet access, the more and more fucking retards you have to deal with. I know, well, I don't know them, but I have met people that are still fucking stupid. That they'll be surfing the internet and advertisements come up, like you get $50 off a gift card and an email address. They jump all over that shit. They're like, yeah, bitch, I won. And I'm just looking at them. It's in like the library at school. I'm like, oh, it's a card ass. Kids are signing up for all this shit. They think they're going to get stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm just sitting there like, yeah, you're fucking retarded. You know, I'm not going to make a comment. Like, spam for me. They're getting it. But, I mean, I might just be fumbling on right now, but...
Yeah, you're kind of trailing off. If you would like to talk a little bit louder, that'd be nice.
Alright.
But, yeah, I know people like that, and it's really, really bad whenever the windows look like windows.
They look like official you got a virus or whatever?
Yeah, those are terrible. Yeah, I've been known to click many of those, yeah. Anyway.
But our system scan has detected that you have spyware. Click here to download our spyware and get rid of upper spyware.
Yeah.
Basically what it is.
Yeah. And, like, I believe there's some pop-up that said, we have detected that you're using IE. If there's a security patch, we'd click here to install. And God knows it won't really fix it, but if you just thought back and think about it, it can never be fixed.
Totally unrelated topic, but it's a pretty interesting one. If you want to finish up?
No, I'm done. With the whole IE sucks pop-ups thing, I guess.
Spam slash Michael Moore slash bumbling rant.
We're just hopping around. Actually, we've only used half of the show notes I had, so.
Alright, well, I got one. It's on BitTorrent, but not really on BitTorrent. It's about how people are selling the BitTorrent network, claiming that it's fail-safe and that it's theirs,
Sounds fine to me. I mean, if someone actually uses it, that's cool.
Well, no. It's like, there was a post on the forum some time ago. I forgot what. It was like some scam site or something. And go to the website, and it's claiming about all this cool stuff and how all their downloads are legal and safe, and you'll never get in trouble and get whatever you want. And basically, they tell you to download the BitTorrent client and to go to Supernova. But I found one in development, and it was very interesting. Personally, it looked like it was made by a fucking first grader, but it was interesting nonetheless. On the front page, it's claiming all the legalities, how it's totally legal, don't be afraid, giving $60 a year, like $10 a month, and you can have unlimited access to our wonderful full free download. And I did some directory transversals, and I found where they're getting all the torrent files, and the torrent thing they wanted to download was Shadow Client, and they wanted to pay like $30 to download the client and $70 a year, or their weekly fees and monthly. Site wasn't complete because they didn't have anything to fill in your credit card information or none of that yet. So the site wasn't done. So I caught it in infancy stage. I went through the torrent using some for research purposes and all that. But most of them were very fucking old. Most of these torrents had expired. Most of these torrents were like no longer in use. Like, there were no more stores. First off, for recommendations for these scammer sites out there, get fucking new torrents, or at least like get a feed from Supernova or some other websites where your torrents are fresh, because if you're going to be selling some goddamn service, I mean, yeah, you just might like take the credit card information and run, but, I mean, at least get the source back something.
Yeah.
I mean, you leashed them in this fucking bar, they're not going to get jack crap. I mean, this is point. Oh. Another topic about today. On that Zug.com website, there is an article. It's called like PowerPoint Notebook. This is a very, very funny story. Not done yet because it's still in the process. I'll skim over it, go to the website, on the front page, and like some of the featured topics or something. And what it is one of the people that I'm pretty sure, like, if you have a story, you can put it up. I'm not positive, alright, but anyway. This guy has ordered a new PowerBook laptop, Macintosh PowerBook laptop, however. It's like 19 days old, because his brother bought it, couldn't use it or something, so he has to sell it on eBay. He puts the price up saying it's 19 days old, never been really used, it's perfectly good, something in the box, shrink wrap, all that other shit. No one bids on it, but then after a while, one person bids on it, and then he goes through the scam of using an escrow service. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
Alright, basically, it's, there are legitimate ones out there, but a lot of them aren't, and what they claim, the buyer claims, is that, I send my money, I pay an escrow service, and they send you an email confirming that I have paid them, and that they will pay you upon me receiving the item, and saying that it's all good to go. So, I, Crash, just send you a 13 error. Here's how it will go. You're trying to sell me to cancel. I send money to an escrow service. The escrow service contacts you, it tells you that Crash has sent me the money, and now it's time for you to send him the form. You send me the form, I check it out, it's all good, then I tell them to pay you. So that's how it works. A lot of them aren't, legit to where there is no escrow service, and it's just the scammer guy spoofing some email, and has some shitty site that he made from, like, crappy HTML skills. And
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay, but the story is, I'll just explain the basic scam, though. This is very funny. They scam the scammer, alright? So, the guy knows it's a scam, right? So he lures him on, saying, oh yeah, that sounds like a great deal, I'll send you the laptop, blah, blah, blah. So he lures him on, and he finds out that they're sending parcels to London, or any Great Britain, there's a great stack on luxury items coming in through overseas mail or some sort of shit like that. There's like a 27% tax on the prices, item value. So when you send a parcel, you have to sell the value of the item, and then they make you pay a tax upon receipt. A lot of technicalities and the whole story. The story is very good. In the end, the guy sends him a notebook, not the laptop. He like takes a three-ring binder and a permanent marker and like that puts up a power book on it and like glues a like keyboard keys on the inside and like makes it like so the scammer guys are really pissed off and takes the post office and tells it has like a $2,000 value and it sends it to the scammer. Upon receival, the scammer is going to have to pay a couple $100 just to get the package because of this tax. The whole story works out, and the scammer gets the package and pays the money. So he's like, oh shit, whatever, I'll pay a couple $100 to get the laptop out. I'm going to teach this guy's what it's worth anyway. He pays the $100 and, then the story ends there, but it's goodandbake.com. I'm sure part 4 of the story will be. I recommend you read the entire thing. But the guy says the scammer is very fucking pissed off, and they actually had people. What he did was he used the internet cafe, and personally, I really enjoyed the story because it's like the mindset of the scammer guy, and it's on Something Awful Forum. Have you heard of Something Awful?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, the guy that he was getting, well, the scammer thought he was scamming this guy, that the guy with the power book was a member of the forum, and supposedly they have a shitload of members, and actually had people that were members of that forum that were like really vocal to this internet cafe that the scammer was using, so they actually were in the building when the scammer made the transactions and all of those stuff, so. It's a really interesting article. And it's funny. So.
Alright.
That's what it's about. And I might have dragged on a little.
That's alright. I kind of got lost, but I guess it makes sense.
Read the article.
Yeah, it's like midnight, so pretty much anything you have to explain to me, I'm not going to understand.
And personally, I feel like I'm just mumbling on.
Oh, well. Someone's going to listen, sorry. I bet. Okay, well, we're getting close to an hour, and I still have enough to talk for another hour, so do you want to keep going, or do you want to save this for the next episode?
Shit, man, I don't know.
Because I've got some stuff about, well, game stuff, like Doom and Quake and stuff like that. So, what do you want to do?
Hard decision, because I don't want Torch World and DJ Mollusk and whoever else is listening, our few listeners, to get too bored to where if they've already turned it off, or they're about to turn it off, and they're like, shit, this guy mumbles on for 10 more minutes, I'm going to turn this shit off. So, I think that we should end it.
All
and
right.
We'll do a 0.5 episode this weekend after Fahrenheit 9/11 comes out, and we'll do the rest of your topics and talk about the movie.
Alright, we'll do something like that. So, I guess that's the end of DTMF 8.
Shouts
to Kizzle.
Shouts to Kizzle.
Shouts to both of our listeners. Shouts to, Stank for his presentation that I'll miss.
Shouts to poor Twirls, man. He had to go to bed. He's going to be on the show today.
Yep, shouts to Twirls. He's a gardener.
Yeah.
I guess that's all I have. Yeah.
All right.
So I guess we're out of here.
Later.
Yeah. later.